This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أتيك من أكوبتك وأعوذ بك منك لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. These are part of the zikr that our Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم remind all of us, if possible, to recite it, inshallah. Brothers and sisters, we believe, if our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is alive today, and when he look at his ummah who is trying their best to follow his sunnah, he will be very happy, because his effort did not go to waste, because whatever he have taught us, we are trying our best to follow. One of the reason the first generation is been blessed by Allah Rabbul Alameen, consider as radiyallahu anhum wa radu an, because the first generation of ummah, the sahaba, they are so faithful, so sincere in following the teaching of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whatever the Prophet want them to do, they just listen and obey. Sami'na wa ata'na. The tabi'in, those who survived after Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the way they respect the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even the Prophet was not there anymore, he had passed away, they never have the opportunity to see the Prophet like us. We never seen our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the way they respond to the saying of the Prophet as though as the Prophet is still alive. That means when they read the hadith, they understand the hadith, they will act immediately. They are not stubborn and they are not disobedient. Whatever the Prophet want them to do, even the Prophet had passed away, they just read the hadith, or the Sahaba convey the hadith to the Tabi'in, they will respond, Sami'na wa ata'na, like how the Prophet is talking to them. Including Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah alayhi, the way he learned the hadith from the companions, not the companion, the Tabi'in, whenever they quote the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he honored the hadith like how he honored the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as though as the Prophet is still alive and talking to him. Today I'm very happy, like I've said to all of you since the first day we made our qiyam, because I've seen all the brothers and sisters is trying their best to follow the sunnah. When you pray, you make sure the saf is straight. When you pray, you make sure the saf is close to each other, you stand connected, shoulder to shoulder, feet to feet, you stay connected from the beginning to the end. And this is the spirit want you to maintain until we meet Allah Rabbul Alameen. We do not want to follow the sunnah only in Ramadan. After Ramadan, khalas. No. This is the beginning. The beginning that we are changing. Even we are not used to it, but we are changing, we are not stubborn, we are not disobedient, we are trying our best. Now this is very important, this spirit is very important. In our center, normally, we encourage a lot of our good brothers, whether you are local, whether you are foreigner. Today our Imam is from Nigeria, alhamdulillah, he has been with us on and off, alhamdulillah. Yesterday we have the Imam from Saudi. We don't have to go to Saudi. The Saudi come to us, and alhamdulillah, it's a blessing from Allah Rabbul Alameen. Now one important thing I just want to allow me to say in Malay a bit. Saf ini penting. Kita selalu solat, pastikan kita berdiri straight, betul. Kemudian rapatkan saf. Sepanjang solat jangan putuskan saf itu. I have to say because majority are local, yeah, but we do have some foreigner also learn how to speak Malay, alhamdulillah. Yeah. They can speak Malay, alhamdulillah. You'll be surprised. The foreigners speak Malays, and we don't speak their language. But anyhow, I have said early sometime, brothers and sisters, those who are praying beside you, if they do a lot of movement unnecessary, yeah, mostly are children, yeah, the young one. The old one like you and me, I think we don't move a lot, alhamdulillah. We are more disciplined. But the young one, Allah tests them more. You know, after they stand for some time, their body start to be a bit shaky. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of maybe germs moving around their body. They become very itchy. They start to scratch here and there. Control them. If you are beside them, you open your eye when you perform your prayer, you can see their movement. Then you have to move your hand and hold their hand. You can do that. Help them. Discipline them. They need that kind of reminder. Few ayah that were recited by Imam tonight remind us about the function of the Quran. Quran is here as nazira wa bashira wa nazira. Bashiran wa nazira. The same thing the Prophet ﷺ was sent as nazira, bashiran wa nazira. Meaning to send glad tidings, good news for those who follow. And reminder, warning for those who disobey. Now, brothers and sisters, I did say to all of you that I'm going to share with you about two group of peoples. Number one in the Quran, in Surah Mutaffifin is Surah 83. There are two types of people that Allah is addressing here. Number one is Allah said, "Qalla inna kitab al-fujjari lafi sijjin, wa ma adra kama sijjin." Allah is talking about a group of people considered as people of sijjin. Who are the people of sijjin? The people of sijjin is the wicked people. People who like to do a lot of mischief. People who always like to play around the gray area. These are considered the wicked people, the bad guy. Where will they end for the bad guy? They will end in Sijjin. Where is Sijjin? Allah Rabbul Alamin is telling us Sijjin is the lowest of the low of hellfire. The lowest of the low. Because when you are being created by Allah as the best creation, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ نَفِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. Indeed, we created you, human being, as the best creation. And then Allah said, ثُمَّ رَدَتْنَاهُمْ أَسْفَلَ السَّافِلِينَ. But I will, if you do not behave like the best, then I will make you the lowest of the low. Now there is one group, the wicked people. That means people who know what is right, but they don't want to follow. They know when they pray, they must have discipline, they don't care. They know when they follow the imam, they must have patience, but they have no patience. Example, just an example. That is not a good sign. Then Allah Rabbul Alamin informed us about the other group, the good news that I like to share with all of you. We did ask Allah in the Quran, وَتَوَفَّنَا مَعَ الْأَبْرَارِ. وَتَوَفَّنَا مَعَ الْأَبْرَارِ. Meaning, we ask Allah, O Allah, make us die among the abrar. We want to be among the abrar. Who are the abrar? Kalla. Inna kitab al abrar lafi illiyin. Allah Rabbul Alamin is telling us that Allah will record the abrar. Who are the abrar? The righteous believer. Those who is trying to do what Allah and the Prophet want you to do. These are the abrar. And Allah promised for those abrar, lafi illiyin, lafi illiyin. We all are trying our best to follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. By just following the sunnah correctly, then you qualify yourself to be among the abrar, the illiyin. Then you will enter illiyin, meaning our destination for the illiyin is that we will be in the seventh heaven. The seventh heaven is where it contains the souls of the abrar. When we die, our soul will be taken up. And in the day of judgment, Allah will put us among the abrar. Abrar, when you say it, in the seventh heaven, it is very close to Sidratul Al-Muntaha. Very close to Sidratul Al-Muntaha. You know what is Sidratul Muntaha? Sidratul Muntaha is the place where our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was invited by Allah to meet him and receive the gift of salah, prayer. That means after the seven heaven, you will come to Sidratul Muntaha. Sidra Muntaha, even Gabriel was not allowed to be there. Allahu Akbar. It's the highest of the high. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked us, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَمَا إِلِّيُونَ. Do you know what is illiyun? Do you all know what is illiyun? The word illiyun was taken from the root word Uluwa. Uluwa means highness. The most, yeah, or the more something ascend and rise. And then Allah Rabbul Alameen tell us, when you are there, Allah Rabbul Alameen will allow all of us, Allah ala ara'ik. You will be at the throne. On the throne where Allah Rabbul Alameen will give you the right to see him from that throne, in the highest place, and you can see Allah with your naked eye in the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar walillah alhamd. These are the gift that Allah Rabbul Alameen promised those who act righteously, the abrar, the righteous group. And who can be the abrar? Who can be the abrar, brothers? Every one of us can be, as long as you try your best to follow. When you try to follow the way of the Prophet ﷺ, you will be among the abrar. That's how it goes. Allah loved the good followers. Why Allah loved the Sahaba? Because they are the best followers of the Prophet ﷺ. Very loyal, very sincere. Never once they go against the Prophet. Even after the Prophet have passed away, they will honor and follow and obey the sunnah of the Prophet until they pass away. The same go to all of us. We are given the opportunity, the same opportunity. وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ, Allah said. And for those who follow them. And this is a sign in Ramadan. Yeah, we have been trying to remind every one of us the adab of praying Qiyamul Ramadan, Qiyamul Layl. And all of you have been following very good, Alhamdulillah. We just want you to maintain that spirit. Sometime after a while, you get loose a bit. You know? And the newcomer who do not know the adab, they are not careful, we as the Jama'ah must remind them. We must get closer to them. That's how we help each other. The ayah that was recited by our imam tonight too, there's many ayah. One of them, he is telling us, how can we become the best group of people? Being human, fasting, stay away from food and drink is easy. The most difficult part is to control your tongue. We are born speakers. We are all speakers. You don't have to go for special course to learn how to talk, especially talk about other people. We love to talk. And Allah never said you should not talk. You should talk. And that's why the ayah was recited. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. Now Allah now is asking us, who among us, who when they speak, they have the best speech. Allah wants us to talk, but you must choose your word. You must prepare yourself when you want to talk. Normally when you want to talk to somebody, brother and sister, what do you want from the other people, the listener? What do you expect from others? To listen to you? Or you don't bother? Whether they will listen to me, I don't care. I just like to talk. You listen good. You don't listen, no problem. Then it defeats the purpose of talking. When you want to talk to somebody, you want that the person that you're talking to listen to you. That is why you want to talk. If the person don't want to listen to you, why must you talk to him? It's a waste of time. And you get upset after that. Am I talking to the wall? Now you're talking to yourself now. You're talking to somebody, when the person do not respond, you are telling yourself, am I talking to the wall? Neither the wall can respond. That is why when you want to talk, Allah said, whose speech is the best in the sight of Allah than the people who use his tongue to invite other people to Allah? When you want to talk, you make sure that your speech is inviting others to Allah, to something that pleases Allah. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. You are calling people back to Allah, telling them about what Allah said. That is the best speech. We know that the Prophet said, فَإِنَّ أَصْدَقَ الْحَدِيثِ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ. The best speech, the best word is the word of Allah. So you use the word of Allah to talk to people. And then Allah said, if you want to invite other people to become good, you want people to be abrar, to be righteous. Allah said, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. You yourself must be righteous. You must try your best to follow the sunnah of the Prophet. Then you can invite others to follow. But if yourself is not strong in following the sunnah of the Prophet, then it's difficult for you to call others to follow. Because you also 50-50. Sometimes 30, 70, sometimes zero. You forget everything. So it's difficult because you don't have the fighting spirit. You must hold on to the truth, to the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. That's how we show our love to Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. At 3 p.m. today, we have a special program for the children, 3 to 4, talking about Ramadan. We more than 50 to 60 children was here. Alhamdulillah. We are talking about how beautiful Ramadan. We are asking them about the pillar of Islam. Alhamdulillah, majority of them memorize. Some of them try to say it, but I know they memorize it. If they don't memorize, we pray they will memorize it, inshallah. Then we talk to them that, you know that if you fast and you do the best. If you die, you go to Jannah, you go to paradise. Then some children say, I want to die. So easy, you know? When you say, you die, you go to paradise. I want to die now. Okay, I told them, the paradise, what you have in paradise. All the delight, anything you love to have, you have it in paradise. You don't have to ask your father, ask your mother. You say, I want, Allah send it to you. I want this, Allah send it to you. You want iPhone 10, iPhone 10 come to you. Now they don't have iPhone 10, they only have iPhone 8. Is there iPhone 8 now in the market? Yeah, we are behind now. You know? Just example. Anything you love, you get it. Allahu Akbar. I told them, you know, in Jannah, if you go to Jannah, you know what you have? You have rivers. You don't like to go to the river because it's dangerous. You have swimming pool, jacuzzi, everything there. You just go and go to paradise. No? That's all. And how to go to paradise is not difficult. Be good. When Allah said, pray, you pray. And I remind the children to do what? To wake up for sahur. If possible, wake up before the mother wake up. I say, you see how blessed we have mother? Because of mother, mother always wake up and cook and prepare for the children. Father, we know, you all are father here, no? Father are very relaxing. They are very comfortable. When they sleep, they don't care about waking up. They know the wife will wake them up. Yeah? The same go to the children. They know the mother wake them up, inshallah. That's why it's so blessed if you have parents, especially when the mother is still alive, when the mother is there, Allahu Akbar. Yeah, most of your problem consider solved. Especially food. Yeah? You don't have to worry anymore. Yeah? Alhamdulillah. We hope that Allah will make it easy for the sisters, you know. I just want to remind you in one of this class or not, Wallahu Alam. Please, if Allah allowed the woman to take a break for fasting and praying when they have their period and menses, meaning they should have a rest, a good rest. So if they can't pray and can't fast, we hope all the brothers show some mercy to them. Don't let them wake up to prepare food for you. You prepare your own sahur. Can we do that, brother? They don't have to wake up, and then because there's no sahur for them. Can you just have some mercy? Tell them, darling, you don't have to wake up. No, we prepare some food before you sleep. I just wake up and I heat up. I will take my. Oh, now we have all the three in one, mashallah. So fast, so easy, you know, and still very fresh, alhamdulillah. Yeah. You have three in one. You have cereal, you have three in one, you have fruit. You just show extra mercy. Can we do that, brothers? Oh, no. That's the duty of my wife, you know. My wife is to serve me. Whether she is fasting or not, she must serve me. But, inshallah, show some kindness to them. Allah will be very happy, yeah, to all of us. Especially our mother. You know? There are people who ask me, Ustaz, why prophet are all men, no woman? I said, you know, even you don't have to do like what the men have to do, travel here, doing da'wah, go out and confront the problem, the people. But when come to respect, when come to honor, the prophet said, mother, 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 last one, papa. Papa number what? Number four. Remember, we are number four. May Allah bless us, inshallah, yeah, and give us the understanding. Yeah. Now lastly, I would like to remind all the good brothers and sisters again. Every night we'll be here, we try our best to improve the quality of our prayer so that Allah will accept all our deeds, inshallah. And we keep on asking Allah to forgive all our sins, because we do need Allah's mercy and forgiveness. And please remember, yeah, that when you are here, you try your level best to work closely with us, keep this place clean and tidy, and may Allah Rabbul Alameen purify our iman, tasfiyah to iman, purify our mind so we think positively, and also purify our physical being. Because when we love cleanliness, wherever you go, you also make sure that the environment is clean. So may Allah reward all of us again, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our qiyam tonight, and may Allah rabbul alamin accept our fast that we have done the day 10. We'll see you to go tomorrow night insha'Allah. Wa billahi tawfiqi wal akhir da'wana walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaih. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Anything I was going to contact, lupa.
1 week ago, we had.